Welcome to the intersection of faith and culture. It's Wall Builders. We are taking on the hot topics of the day from a biblical, historical, and constitutional perspective. Thanks for joining us today and being a part of the program. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach, and a former Texas legislator, getting to serve alongside David and Tim Barton. David Barton, of course, America's premier historian and our founder at Wall Builders. Tim Barton, national speaker and pastor and president of Wall Builders. You can learn more about all three of us at our website, wallbuilders.com. Wallbuilders.com. Wall Builders, of course, comes from that scripture in Nehemiah that says, "Arise and rebuild the walls that we may no longer be a reproach." Our walls, our foundation in America, is crumbling. And it's time for us to pick up the pieces. It's time for us to do our job in preserving freedom for the next generation. Wall Builders have been doing it for 30 years, equipping and inspiring and educating Americans to understand their citizenship, understand what it means to be Caesar. You know, Jesus said, "Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God's." And here in America, we are Caesar. We, the people, are Caesar. So if we're Caesar, how do you do Caesar well? How do you live out your citizenship as a form of stewardship? How do you take the freedom that God's given us and blessed us with in this country and actually live it out biblically and constitutionally? And how do you learn from history? That's why we always say, looking at things from, you know, hot topics of the day from a biblical, historical, and constitutional perspective, because thankfully God gave David Barton this vision of restoring those foundations and rebuilding the walls, just like in the book of Nehemiah, which meant training citizens, equipping citizens to do that in their backyard, in their community. And just like in Nehemiah, you rebuilt the wall by your house. Well, for us in America, we've got to rebuild the foundations in our communities. And frankly, in our house, not just by our house, but in our house. We have to rebuild the foundations that produce a good culture. That means going back to the founding documents, rediscovering the principles of the Declaration, rediscovering the value of the rights that are guaranteed to be protected in our Constitution, knowing that those rights did not come from Congress. Sorry, MSNBC and Politico and all the others that you know think that if you believe that your rights come from God, that you're somehow the bad guy or the bad gal. It's those who believe their rights come from government that end up being a curse on a nation because they end up leading to tyranny. It's bad for everybody. I don't care what your faith is. I don't care if you're Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, secularist, atheist, whatever. You do not want to give in to these people that want people of faith removed from the culture, that want faith removed from the culture. It leads to tyranny. Without religion and morality, you don't have liberty. George Washington said that religion and morality are indispensable supports of political prosperity. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism that would work to subvert these great pillars. We need religion and morality in our culture. Without it, we lose our liberty. And so that's what rebuilding the walls is all about. That's what you being a good biblical citizen is all about. It's doing your part in your home, restoring these freedoms in your home, understanding them, studying them, making sure you're teaching them to your kids and grandkids, to your neighbors, but then also rebuilding the walls in your neighborhood, in your community. I was just hearing all kinds of testimonials of folks that have gotten involved, and I cannot wait. I'm gonna get some of these folks as guests in the next couple of weeks for us here on Wall Builders because, man, they're getting victories at these school boards. They're getting victories in these local elections. They're getting victories inside the four walls of the churches as well. Pastors that are waking up and saying, you know what, I should have been talking about these cultural issues all along. Because as Pastor Paul Blair says, you know, every part of our life, the Lord is the Lord over. There's nothing that's not surrendered to him, and therefore no issue is off the table from biblical perspective. So that's what this is all about. That's what Wall Builders means, and it's making a difference. Got to stop by last weekend, the American Journey Experience, where David and Tim Barton and Glenn Beck have been teaming up to bring this stuff to life, to open up the vault of history and bring those things to life, and families coming in, and it was just amazing, man. We had such a great time. Families that were just blown away by all of the truth and all of the cool historical documents and artifacts and just amazing what they're doing there. And so if you haven't had a chance to go to one of those family events on the weekend, you should check it out. It will absolutely be a blessing to you and to your family. It'll be a blessing to the people that you then educate after you go to it. So check that out at wallbuilders.com. You can learn more about going on to one of those events and being a part of it. But while I'm on that subject, though, I'm just thinking about some of these things that we do at Wall Builders that you may not be familiar with. There's so many different activities taking place, and we just don't always talk about them here. So let me just encourage you to go to the website, wallbuilders.com, You can even set up a museum tour at the Wall Builders Museum, which is over in Aledo, Texas. You can be a part of one of these incredible weekend events with the family. You can also do the American Journey Summer Institute, which is where young people come in and spend an entire week. So that's 18 to 25-year-olds. There's two opportunities to do that, in June, one in June, one in July. Check it out at wallbuilders.com. There's our pastors' briefings that happen in Washington, D.C. We've got a teachers' conference. That's one that we don't talk enough about. There's an opportunity for anybody that's a teacher. You can actually get part of the credit for your continuing education by going to this. And can you imagine as a teacher being able to put your hands on these original documents and then be able to tell your students about it next year? It will inspire your teaching. Go check it out. Wallbuilders.com, the teachers' conferences. This summer. Actually, there's two of those as well, June 24th through the 26th and June 27th through the 29th. Again, wallbuilders.com is the place to find out about all of these initiatives. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, our guest today is Ricky Schroeder. This is going to be fun, man. Ricky Schroeder, we all kind of remember him from television. I remember him most of all from Lonesome Dove. We used to watch that every year, man. I love Lonesome Dove. And Ricky Schroeder, of course, one of the big stars in that, but doing some incredible work, bringing good content about American heroes, and I'm excited about this, so you're going to enjoy it. Ricky Schroeder, our special guest, when we return here on Wall Builders.
Hey guys, it's Tim Barton, and I want to let you know about an opportunity coming up for pastors and ministry leaders. We are doing our annual pastor's briefing in Washington, D.C., and we do this every year. We do one in the spring, we do one in the fall. This spring, it's April 16th and 17th. This fall, it is September 10th and 11th. This is one of the most significant things we do to encourage and challenge pastors in this culture we live in. It's in Washington, D.C., and Tuesday night, we do an after-hours tour of the U.S. Capitol, where we introduce pastors and ministry leaders to the history of the nation. The following day, we have congressmen come and they give a briefing on what they're doing and how God is challenging and motivating and using them. And frankly, most pastors, most ministry leaders, they don't know the rich spiritual heritage of the nation or what God is still doing, moving in the hearts and lives of leaders in this nation. I would encourage you, if you're a pastor, ministry leader, you need to come to this. It's one of the best things we do at Wall Builders. To find out more, go to wallbuilders.com and look for the pastor's briefing.
Welcome back to Wall Builders. Ricky Schroeder is with us. Ricky, thanks so much for coming on.
Glad to be here. Thanks for giving me a chance to talk to your audience.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a lot of reasons folks are fans of yours. Of course, I used to watch Lonesome Dove like every Christmas with the whole family. So, you know, anyway, hey, man, you got a lot of great work going on. We're always talking about revolutionary strategies and tactics to save the country. And one of those is bringing back our heroes. Just, you know, Ronald Reagan said, if we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. And so you are helping to highlight heroes, and I love the name of your organization, Real, R-E-E-L, American Heroes. And then you're also working on, you know, fighting the pornography that is getting to our kids, even as little kids. And by the way, the trailer that you have on that is so powerful. But man, you got a lot going on. That's two major battlefronts for saving the country. So we could spend, I wish I had 5 hours with you, but in a few short minutes, yeah. Let's start with Real American Heroes. What do you have coming up? What do you see in 2024 for that, and any projects that we can help with?
Sure. Let me give just a tiny history. Real American Heroes was born out of the frustration with Hollywood. Yeah. Hollywood, the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences, they changed their Best Picture category requirements because of the DEI initiative. So you had to be a certain skin color or a sexual preference now to be eligible for the Best Picture Oscar. And that's completely insulting. We ask Americans to go fight wars for us. And now their stories, according to the Academy, aren't eligible or worthy because they're not the right color or sexual preference.
Yeah.
And so when Hollywood did that, I realized that I still want to tell stories. So we set up Real American Heroes as a 501c3. And we have a couple screenplays up there on the website you can read. Projects that we have in development. We're collecting other people's stories as well. They can submit their ideas, and we can help them shepherd their projects through production and to completion. We're producing currently a documentary series called Erotic Erosion, looking at the disastrous effects of shutting down the XXX URL and moving all adult content into the .com retail world. And, you know, we have some goals. We definitely have some legislative goals that we are pursuing. We're talking to people in the state of Texas about an off switch. We're talking to a county here in Colorado this Thursday, Custer County, Colorado. It's a small county with 4,500 residents. About 3,500 of them vote. And you know, we're gonna give them a proposal that, you know, would enable them to become perhaps the first electronic pornography-free dry county in our nation. And
so you're not just doing content to influence and persuade. You're really working on real solutions that can give communities a chance to honestly return back to, you know, before the days. There used to be a time where we would say there's some things that are so bad and so evil and so destructive, we don't want them in our community. And we've gotten to this place where it's like anything goes, everything's okay, there's no limit whatsoever, and our children are being destroyed as a result. You're actually working on real legislative solutions as well.
Yeah, I mean, the United States is based on English common law. The 13 colonies were based on English common law. Public indecency is against English common law. That is our founding. The First Amendment was written by our forefathers before electricity and cameras were invented. They couldn't comprehend the idea of free speech being perverted by the Supreme Court to include freedom of expression, which is what the Supreme Court has done. They've perverted the definition of the First Amendment to include pornography when they never had the rights to push it to our homes, and they never had the rights to push it to our phones. And so we need to correct 40 years of internet pornography being pushed to us. And the way we do that, we think, is at the county level. We get a brush fire of counties started, and hundreds of counties join this call to give the citizens of the county the choice to have electronic pornography turned off to their homes and their cell phones, which is completely within their technical abilities to do.
You probably know this, Ricky, based on the projects that you're doing, but I mean, even the whole, like, Alfred Kinsey was the guy that pushed for all of this stuff to be done, and he was an absolute sadistic maniac. There's a lot of good documentaries out there talking about what he did. But Hugh Hefner said he would be the pamphleteer for this guy. And that guy did a lot of his research with pedophiles in the concentration camps with the Nazis. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. And then Hefner comes along and says, I'll be his pamphleteer. I'll actually get this stuff done. And he's the one, of course, pushed for all the laws to be changed to do exactly what you're saying. But it was done through the courts. You're right. You would love this in our Constitution classes. I say we live under the Courtstitution, not the Constitution. We've allowed the courts to change this stuff without we, the people, ever having a voice in it, and that's what's got to change. So you're doing it from the grassroots up. I love it. I love it. It's good stuff. To watch that trailer, the website for Real American Heroes.
Yeah, realamericanheroesfoundation.org. You can learn more about our mission there, and the councilonpornreform.org. Councilonpornreform.org. You can learn about our mission.
Excellent, excellent. All right, let's talk American Heroes and some of the folks that you're highlighting in the documentaries and series that you've got. You've got one that's, is it in Syria that it's shot? It's someone behind the scenes going through Syria. I didn't get to watch that one, but I saw the trailer on the website. Hold that thought, Ricky. Quick break. We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to The Wobbler Show.
Hey, guys, it's Tim Barton, and I want to tell you about our new book, The American Story, Building the Republic. We start with George Washington as president, and we've already become a nation, so really now it's how do we function as a nation? And if we look back in American history, the stability, the prosperity, success we enjoyed as Americans is because of the foundation that our early presidents laid, because of the examples they set. How do we live in America under the Constitution? What is the role of federal government? And really, what part did each one of these early presidents play? We go through the first seven presidents, and a lot of people probably know the names Washington, Adams, Jefferson, and Madison. Very few people know about Monroe or John Quincy Adams or Andrew Jackson. Now, we might know some of their names. We really don't know their stories. We want you to relearn, rediscover American history, and see how it applies to today. Go to wallbuilders.com and get your copy of The American Story, Building the Republic.
Well, Welcome back to Wall Builders. Thanks for staying with us. We were just talking with Ricky Schroeder about some of the new content they've got on the website.
Yeah, we made a few war documentaries starting in 2014 with the fighting season. I was able to go over with the U.S. Army and embed for 4 months and document the 2014 ballot election in Kabul. And so that was the first war documentary. And then we made a second one, My Fighting Season. And then the one you're referring to is called The Volunteers. And it's about some Americans and some Europeans that went over to fight ISIS, and they ended up becoming a medical unit treating first combat care on the front lines. River, my friend, was one of the primary documentarian for that documentary.
Cool. All right, we'll do that one tonight as well. Okay, I got to ask you. I always ask Kirk Cameron's a good friend of mine. I always ask him, how did you survive Hollywood and stay conservative? Same question for you, man. First time I realized you were conservative was when you were at the it was a Republican National Convention, but you were talking about the NRA and the importance of the Second Amendment, this first law of nature to defend ourselves. Don't usually hear Hollywood people talking about that. So how did you? I mean, you literally grew up in Hollywood. So like, how did you go through all of that? I know you get this question all the time, but tell us how to have good defense against all the Marxist onslaught, because you clearly survived it.
Well, I was more of an asset than an actor. And you know, I was very, very young, conditioned to be in Hollywood, given my first movie when I was 7 years old, The Champ. It's an interesting story. I don't know if we have time, but I guess we'll start it. I was brought Hunter Biden's laptop in November 2020, given information about the treasonous people in power right now. And when they did that in November of 2020, the man that brought me that laptop and the Smartmatic internet connected voting data that showed millions of votes had been changed on election day, it triggered memories from when I was a child. And so, when I was a child, there was a man that would put headphones on me and a tape recorder, and it would be just he and I in a classroom at a place called St. Joseph's by the Sea in Staten Island, New York. It was a high school, a Catholic high school. And it was all centered around tennis, because right off the tennis courts was this high school. And these memories of this sort of conditioning or this education or this programming, I'm not sure what it was, came after they brought me Hunter Biden's laptop. So, I guess what I'm saying is that I never fit in Hollywood. I was never designed to fit in Hollywood. I was designed to be an asset that was against the mainstream narrative, a counter-programming asset, I guess you'd say. And so all that has sort of come back to me in my adult memories that I didn't recollect until November of 2020.
Interesting. Man, you're like a divergent then. You're just not going to fit into their mold. I didn't realize that. I didn't know that you had been given. I did see you. I guess it was would it have been summer of 2020? I remember seeing the picture of you with Kyle Rittenhouse, who also a friend and major supporter of him from day one. Amazing that he was able to do what he did and only take out the dirtbags that were trying to kill him and not an innocent person. I mean, we do a lot of training. That's part of what we do at Patriot Academy. I don't know that I could perform that well. This kid was 17. It was amazing how well he performed. And
I was with him the day you got out of jail. I was with him.
Oh, wow. Were you really?
Yeah.
Man, that may be the picture that I saw, because it's you. I can't remember who the third person is, maybe one of his attorneys or somebody, but you're standing there with him. In fact, I stopped drinking Black Rifle Coffee because I think you were wearing the shirt and they dissed Kyle Rittenhouse. They dismissed him or said, we don't have anything to do with that. I said, I'll never drink it again, which is why I started Patriot Brew Coffee, but that's another story. Anyway, you stood with him from the beginning, and that was when I was like, okay, this guy, I want to meet him at some point. He's willing to put his reputation on the line to stand with this kid that needs our support. So that was a big deal.
Yeah, well, my mission was never to exalt myself. You know, my mission was never to, my mission was, I guess, to share with you what I saw in Hollywood and to give you guys insights into really how the company works and how they program us You know, you look at a movie. You look at a movie now that's out on Disney called Migration. It's a Disney film about how great it is. The ducks, geese migrate, and it's great, and it's designed for little kids. Now you look at the news cycle, and all you hear about is migrants, migration. This is so they start with the kids programming that migration is a good thing.
It's the same with all the. It's the same with all this, you know, sexual stuff too. You know, the transgenderism and all that. They're literally planting it from a young age. I mean, Disney made it clear they're going after the kids. It's I think what finally woke up a lot, not enough, but a lot of parents.
The original furries are Disney characters. If you look at the rise of furries and furry conventions and people pretending to be animals, it starts with Disney. It starts with Goofy and Donald Duck.
What a shame, man.
And here we are.
Yeah. No, that's why, I mean, honestly, what, you know, anyone willing to take on these major institutional establishments and start creating better content and content that our kids can watch. I mentioned Kirk already, but he's got a show coming out that's a kid's show with a, you know, that they've done with Brave Books. I mean, that type of thing we've got to do more of it, man. That's why I'm so excited about what you're doing and want our folks to be watching and maybe even some of our content providers sending you some good stuff that could potentially be a part of what you're doing. Before I let you go, just personally for you, what's next for Ricky Schroeder? Where do you still live in California? Where in the country do you live? Or do you even tell people that? I don't know.
No, I'm in Mesa County, Colorado.
Oh, excellent.
Same place as Tina Peters. You know Tina Peters?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we have the same veterinarian.
No kidding. Oh, man. We've got almost 1,000 Constitution coaches in Colorado, and a lot of pastor friends and groups out there. We haven't given up on Colorado, brother. We're gonna fight to turn Colorado back. Kevin Lundberg, former legislator there, is a good friend. And anyway, I'm glad to hear that. When you said here in Colorado earlier, I didn't catch that's where you're living. Okay, awesome, man. Well, let's turn Colorado around. I'd love to get you back, man. I really appreciate you coming on. Thanks for being a part of the tavern tonight, and let's get folks going and watching your content, and hopefully we'll win this war for the heart and soul of America.
And this Thursday at Liberty Rocks in West Cliff, Colorado, there's a group meeting. You can learn more on Facebook, and they're interested in becoming the first electronic pornography free dry county. So if you want to come out, come support us.
Amen. Ricky Schroeder, God bless you, man. Thanks for coming on today. Thanks for joining me here on Wall Builders.
Thank you.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back on Wall Builders.
This is Tim Barton from Wall Builders with another moment from American history. The Second Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees to every individual the right to keep and bear arms, has been targeted for years now by those who are determined to dismantle the individual right to self-protection. Opponents argue that only the militia, the military, and law enforcement are to have and use firearms. But those who wrote the Second Amendment strenuously disagreed, including Founding Father Richard Henry Lee, a signer of the Declaration, a president of the Continental Congress, and one of those who actually framed the Second Amendment. He declared, "To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them." For more information about Richard Henry Lee and the history of the Second Amendment, go to wallbuilders.com.
We're back on Wall Builders. Thanks for staying with us. Thanks to Ricky Schroeder for joining us today. Hopefully you've been inspired to make a difference. You know, he's talking about American heroes, talking about ways that people can make a difference, whether it's quite literally making movies about these American heroes or being a hero in your community. Maybe it's just standing up at your school board and letting them know you want the porn out of the schools, you want the electronics to be safe for our kids. You know, you've got to pick what your battle is going to be. All of us have an opportunity because, you know, frankly, we're in a target-rich environment. There are so many opportunities to make a difference right now in America. You really can't, you can't say, well, you know, I just don't know what to do. There's nothing to do. No, folks, listen, if you're listening to Wall Builders on a regular basis, pretty much every program has some sort of action item that we can all participate in. You know, sometimes it's a registration drive, voter registration drive, or the ballot chasing that Turning Point is leading the way on, and churches like Jack Hibbs' Chino Hills had been doing so well, you know, literally saying, listen, if this is the system they're going to give us, we're going to beat them at their own game. Maybe for you, it's taking iVoter Guide and using that website iVoterGuide.com, making sure that your friends and family know who to vote for, that they go to that website. It's easy to use. They can look up those candidates, and it tells you not only how they voted, if they're a new person that hasn't got a record yet, you know, they're challenging an incumbent or they're running in an open seat, then you don't have a voting record to measure them on. But iVoterGuide does a great job of doing the background on who's giving them money, who are they giving money to, what's some of the other things that they've done in their career, so that you can make an informed decision every time you go in the voting booth. So that's a great action item, just sharing iVoterGuide.com with people. Maybe it's being a coach and hosting a Constitution class in your home or at your church. There's something about getting together with other people and having that iron sharpening iron opportunity. I got to admit, if I was by myself, that would be hard. I mean, if I was always having to work on trying to restore the Republic and save the country, and I didn't have other people to do that with, if I wasn't here on Wall Builders getting to iron sharpen with David and Tim Barton every day, if I wasn't getting to be with our coaches across the country and hear the stories of the victories that they've had, it would be hard to stay encouraged. So I get it. When you get down, I understand. The best thing you can do is get around some other patriots, do a Constitution class with them in your home or church or wherever you want to get together, and just watch how encouraged everybody's going to be every single week, learning something new, getting good action steps, hearing testimonials of others that are making a difference and being a part of the solution. I'm just telling you, folks, there's no limit to the opportunities right now. God has put us here in this moment at this time for His will, and we need to be good stewards of what He's given us, looking for ways to make a difference. So glad that you listened today. I'm so thankful Ricky Schroeder was with us today. You've been listening to The Wall Builder Show.